Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Trump administration has signaled it wants to block Colorado from closing its coal power plants. Now, state Democrats are pushing back.
Colorado has 6 coal-fired power plants. Utility regulators have approved plans to close all of them by 2031. To codify that timeline into federal law, the state included the closures as a part of a plan to protect air quality above wilderness areas and national parks. But the EPA claims the state doesn't have the authority to close the facilities. Colorado's congressional Democrats sent a letter to the EPA Thursday saying its interpretation of federal law is wrong and undermines Colorado's right to protect air quality. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A new report shows thousands of abandoned mines across the West pose pollution threats if they flood. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradel has more.
Nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics found that Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, Montana, and Idaho each have thousands of abandoned mines in flood-prone areas. When heavy rains hit, those sites can leach toxic metals like arsenic and lead into rivers and groundwater. It's unclear how big the threat is. Mine inventories are scattered and incomplete, making it difficult to know which sites pose the greatest danger. Headwaters researcher Bridget Mitchell says that's why more urgency is needed.
We need to make it a bigger priority so that we can better protect our people, our waters, and our local economies when the next flood happens.
The report urges Western states to build better mine databases, secure steady cleanup funding, and fold these hazards into local flood plans, steps that could help communities avoid costly disasters. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Before fall begins Monday, there's plenty to enjoy on this last official weekend of summer in Colorado. The Pueblo Chili and Frijoles Festival is in full swing. You can expect all things chili, a jalapeno eating contest, and even stand-up from George Lopez. And if beer's more your thing, it is Oktoberfest season. More than 15 celebrations are happening across the state with local brews, live music, and plenty of bratwursts. This is CPR News.